Four-month-old Jalen Knox Perkins was not the first child to die as a result of being left in a Milwaukee daycare center van. The same thing happened about 4 years ago. The legislature and the governor responded that time by making it a felony to leave kids unattended in child care vans. They say this latest tragedy shows more needs to be done, so they're considering requiring all daycare centers to put alarms on their vans. The alarms would activate as soon as the ignition's turned off. They'd wail like a car alarm unless drivers go to the back of the van to turn the alarm off within a couple minutes. The idea is that this will force them to check all the seats on a van so no child is mistakenly left in the vehicle. Keith Williams told two panels of state lawmakers that it's important for them to pass something to prevent a tragedy like the one that took his grandson's life earlier this month.
I hope you guys think and look at this bill and consider it today and put it in action, so we won't have another kid like die like this again. Because I hate to see it happen to another family, because it hurts me a lot. I mean, I think about it day and night. I mean, it's hurting. It's real sad. It's real sad.
Williams called the bill lawmakers are considering a start. He says he'd like to see the daycare centers that hire van drivers be held criminally liable in these cases. The van alarms cost around $200 to $300. Daycare centers would have to pick up the bill, but Williams says you can't put a price on a life. The full legislature will likely take up this bill and pass it next week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.